B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. Before we get to Bring the Heat, got a couple open phone lines, 610-632-0975. I have the four-pack of Flyers Wives Carnival tickets up for grabs to a good Flyers fan who wants to go because it's a great event, right? And it's And I would love it if non-Flyers fans or not your diehard Flyers fans want to go. But of course, if you're a diehard Flyers fan, and this is an event that you like to go to every single year. We have a four-pack of tickets up for grabs, and it's always a great event. Plus, we have two pairs of tickets for the Temple-UConn game. So if basketball is more your thing, and that game's February 20th, head coach Aaron McKee and the Temple men's basketball team battles UConn on Thursday, February 20th at 7 p.m. at the Lee Corus Center. That's tomorrow. For tickets, visit alistix.com. If basketball is more your thing, we're talking Sixers as well. We're talking Sixers expectations, but we're mainly talking about how we should handle the last 27 games of the Sixers regular season. Are we going to take it game by game like we have been all season long? Or are you going to try to break it into games of like five games, six, six, and five? That would be 27. That's what I'm doing. I want to know how you are going to handle the Sixers remainder of the season. 610-632-0975. Let's do a little Bring the Heat.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles! All right, it's time for the Bring the Heat line. Bring the Heat brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter is here, and man, it's cold outside. Actually, I'm wearing shorts today. Is it too much to be wearing shorts today?
You're just a shorts guy.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
I am. We talked about this last week, and I like the long sleeve and the shorts or the sweatshirt and the shorts. But, you know, it's probably still a little too cold to go shorts today, but I felt like doing it. Anyway, if your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. Let's see what we got today.
Hey, I'm liking the fly air today. I've gone from round ball to the biscuit, eh? A.B. got him a muckin' and a grindin', eh? Heartsy, standing on his head. Coots and Hazy, get him up early, eh? I've already had a six-pack of moose head, and it's not even lunch, eh?
Now, I gotta say something. I love that call, right? Is the Canadian accent and basically mocking the Canadian culture, which that is, going moose head and all that, it's kind of messed up nowadays, isn't it?
I mean, it's close.
Like, I don't want to do this whole, oh, we live in such a PC culture, God. But, you know, there's accents that you can't really anymore, like, mock, right? You shouldn't be doing that, because it is, quite frankly, disrespectful to people. People always, whenever we talk hockey, there's always the guy that does the Canadian accent. Is it now getting to the point where we got to stop doing that?
See,
he's mocking the culture, too. He's going moose head on him.
Ours is so mockable. Like, the Philly accent
yeah.
is so mockable
yeah,
that I don't know if people lose sight of the other ones.
I just wonder if like, if you went up to Canada and started doing that, are they just going to be like, ha-ha, yeah, good one, man?
No.
Are they going to try and knock you out? I don't know. It's something we got to consider. What's next?
All right. I've been a Flyers fan since Marvel, and the team is the real deal. They're deep. They're going far. I like them better than the Sixers this year.
All right. That caller likes the Flyers' chances better than the Sixers' chances this year. I still think that ultimately the Sixers have the brighter future because of their star power. But, again, I'm not trying to disrespect the Flyers. I really like the Flyers' future. I think they win the Stanley Cup in a couple of seasons. Maybe not this year, but in a couple of years they do. And if they do and the Sixers never do, then I'm wrong, right? If the Flyers win a Stanley Cup and the Sixers never win a championship with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, then ultimately we're wrong. But the Sixers still have a bright future because their star players are 25 and 23.
The Flyers are in year one of the competitive. And it may not even be year one. This may be like year zero. And we're just playing with borrowed time right now.
Yeah, I that's kind of the way I'm leaning in. Like, that's why I'm saying I'm not getting really excited or really angry with the Flyers. I'm enjoying the ride and seeing how this thing plays out for the rest of this regular season and see how this thing plays out come playoff time, because it's also new. It's a new organizational approach, thank God. It's a new head coach that is adjusting to today's NHL, thank God. It's star players that are young, thank God. Right? That's why I'm taking it day by day with the Flyers. What's next?
I'll tell you, the vitriol of the Houston Astros is, unbelievable. If I was commissioner, I would strip them of their championship, and I would cancel their season this season. Suspend them for one whole season, the whole team, the whole franchise. Just smudge them out for 1 year. It could be doable. It would be a scheduling nightmare, but still, now there's no place for it, what they did.
Well, why would you do that? It's just a piece of metal. According to Rob Manfred, it's just a piece of metal. Why would we strip them of just a piece of metal? Why would we suspend them? It's just a piece of metal, Tyler. It's just a piece of metal, so why bother?
I think the big issue becomes, I don't know if you saw this, Man City got banned.
Yep,
for 2 years. Here's the problem. They didn't get banned from the English Premier League. They got banned from championship play.
Okay.
It's a little bit different. You can ban the Astros from postseason play.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can fold a franchise for an entire season.
You can't. There's too much revenue attached with baseball. And Houston Astros playing at home, there's so much money attached. Houston Astros going on the road, it's money attached. You can't ban a team for baseball. But here's what you can do. And this was one of my ideas. Every player involved from 2017... and I would even say 2018, 2019, because for a fact, if they did it in 2017, there's no doubt in my mind they've done it the last 2 years, too. But let's just say 2017. Every member of the Houston Astros from 2017 should be suspended for the full season, and that even means players that are playing elsewhere. My example is Marwin Gonzalez, who plays for the Minnesota Twins. He should be suspended. If you're going to do that, he would have to be suspended for the full year. Everybody who has left that Astros team from 2017 would have to be suspended. And what do you do after that? Listen, the guys that weren't on the Astros in 2017 that are there now, they still play. And the guys in the minor league system, your AAA, AA, they get called up. And that's what you do.
So you've got a quad A roster at that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's a fair middle ground, I think.
And they're going to be bad this year and good because that team deserves it. That team deserves to be punished. But look, they got nothing. And I've said it multiple times. Correa, Bregman, Altuve, Springer, they're still good. They're still going to be a good team this year. And they're still going to be in playoff contention. And they're going to be a villain. And that's why I think it's good for baseball. What's next?
Elvis has left the building. Andrew, play the song!
It's a great call. I like that goalie's name yesterday. Elvis. You can't go wrong with... let's see. What's his last name? I got to figure this out. I'm going to totally butcher it. Elvis... Merzlikins.
It's a good try.
Merzlikinis.
We got to go ask Nat, our associate producer. He knows. Yeah. He's our hockey guy.
And then their backup is Matisse Klaveniex. So they just have all over the place.
Not Sergei Bobrovsky, that's for sure.
No, it's not Sergei Bobrovsky. And it's not Matisse Thybul, their backup goalie, either. What's next?
Hello, this is Tanner Murtaugh. I'm boys at the country club with John Middleton. And just so you know, us trust fund living off aristocrats love the Phillies as much as the regular people do. And believe it or not, we give him a lot of crap for not fulfilling his obligation. But we do it creatively.
Okay, so... I really don't understand a word he said, to be honest.
So he was saying that he is part of the country club that John Middleton's part of. And even they are giving him a hard time
saying
for
that they
not
should
spending
go into the luxury tax. Okay.
But they do it creatively. Not sure what they're getting at, but.
I don't either. But okay. Is that it?
One more.
We got one more. Go for it.
Yo, Andrew. I don't have nothing to say, but fill the shake.
You can turn down the music. I like the, that we're doing the play the song for the Flyers. I love it. Cause it's a midday show thing, right? Like, oh, well, Andrew, play the song, and Sixers song, boom, yeah, right? I've bit my tongue. I haven't wanted to say this.
You got an issue on this one.
No. I like that we're doing it. I don't like the song.
Oh, you've got a problem with the song itself.
It's a bad song. Like, you know, it's...
Could be worse.
Yeah, it could be.
That stupid blues song.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. I don't know. It's just... kind of burnt. Like, all right, so, guy, ready? We'll do this. Have the Sixer song ready. Ready? Like, Andrew, play the song! Like, boom, right? Like, it hits you. We did that, right? We did the, Andrew play the song for the Eagles, and it was the Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Boom, it hits you. And then it's just like, down there now, feel the shake. And it's like, all right.
I've been trying to advocate for the Flyers to use Party Hard by Andrew WK as their goal song for 15 years now.
I don't know what that worked. Song is. I don't know what that is. I guess you can have it ready for me. Anyways, that was brilliant. I don't know. Like it's nice. I like that we're doing the play song. I love it. I love that we're adding that aspect to it. I wish there was a better song. That's all. That's just me. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Dylan in Middletown. Dylan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Dylan?
Not too much. How you doing?
Great, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, going pretty good. Hey, I was at the Flyers game last night. I was just saying, I just came back from the Middle East. And it was like the first time seeing the Flyers in lives for like 2 years.
And oh, awesome.
It's pretty pretty exciting seeing these guys the way they're doing in defense. You know, they're suffocating them, keeping a puck on the boards. And it's exciting seeing Carter Hart in year two now. You know, he's impressing. And I think the Flyers fans are a little bit more optimistic because of the reliability of the goaltender now. You know, in the past,
that's part of it. And plus, you're talking about, so you've been gone for 2 years. So 2 years ago, you saw Dave Hackstall and a boring system and not a fast-paced system. And right. Again, still aging veterans and guys like Andrew McDonald on this team. And, yep. And there wasn't really that bright future. Like, we heard the whispers of the prospects that with the Phantoms and juniors and all that stuff. And you hear the prospects and you're like, all right, maybe one day we see these guys. Those guys, those prospects are here now. So that's why a lot of people are ecstatic about this team and optimistic.
Right, right, absolutely. Yeah, I kind of agree with your comment about the Sixers, you know, having a little bit more of a bright side. Unless, you know, if they go to the playoffs again this year and have another first-round exit, we might have to reevaluate that and be like, you know, if the Flyers go and they win in the first round and actually, you know, have a little bit of upside, what are the Sixers going to do? Are they going to get rid of Brett Brown?
Well, yeah. I mean, if they lose in the first round, Brett Brown's out of here. Like, that's not even a question. And then the conversation happens about the whole Simmons and Embiid. Do they play well together? And I don't even want to have that conversation. But if they lose in round one, I mean, it's what we're going to talk about during the offseason.
Absolutely.
Now, Dylan, what were you doing out in the Middle East?
I'm actually in the military. I was deployed for the last 6 months, and I was only gone for 6 months, not 2 years. But
All right. Well, hey, listen, I appreciate your service. And listen, I'm just going to say it right now. I'm going to put you on hold. You won the Flyers Wives Carnival. I appreciate your service, man. So Dylan's going to go home with the Flyers Wives Carnival, the four-pack. And, you know, good time to come back. He comes back, and he sees the 5-1 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets, and... He left 2 years ago when the Flyers weren't exciting, when the Flyers weren't a fun watch, when the Flyers weren't even really being put on in my house, because I was like, what's the point? Like, I get it. I'm 4-for-4, as Anthony says, and I would check in and see how they're doing. But now it's like, all right, it's on the TV, and I'm watching all three periods, and I'm enjoying myself all three periods, whereas 2 years ago, it was like, it was boring. It was just... Why am I watching this? So congrats to Dylan. Thank you for his service. He's going to go see the Flyers Wives Carnival. It's this Sunday, February 23rd from 11 to 3. It's a great event. And, of course, you can go to FlyersCarnival.com for tickets if you don't get a chance to win them on the station. But it's definitely an event that you want to check out. And the station will be there broadcasting live. Let's go to Mike in Cherry Hill. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, this is Mike in Cherry Hill.
Yep.
I just wanted to mention, you've kind of swayed me a little bit. While the time I was on hold, you got a really good producer. I told him how I felt. I do think that you guys are really way too hard. You and your colleagues at the station on the 76ers, you saw what they did a couple years ago when they made that late regular season run.
16 games.
Yeah, you remember it. Mm-hmm. I guess you quoted the number exactly. So I feel that that's not beyond them to pull things together because of the star quality that came out of your mouth, not mine. And well, it just came out of my mouth, too. But you said it first, and I think it's really imperative, important to note that stars win games. But I'm a really big hockey puck head, and you said it first. If the Blues can pull off the improbable victory of the Stanley Cup, winning it 50 years beyond winning a Stanley Cup, I think it's probably easier in hockey to win a championship than it is in the more difficult NBA, where it's, you know, you need to have star. You're not going to win a championship in the NBA without stars. Okay. In hockey, you could probably do it. The Blues were a perfect example.
Yeah, you need a hot goaltender. You need to be the hot team going into the playoffs.
Right.
But, and I'm not saying it's easy to win, but it's easier to win as the eighth seed in the NHL. It's damn near impossible to win as the eighth seed in the NBA.
It's never going to happen.
Right.
And I think the NBA wouldn't want it to happen. And so you're not going to do it. So the answer to your question is it's the hockey team. They have the best chance to win. You said it. They got some young guys. One of these guys gets hot. The goalie gets hot. They can do what the Blues did last year. And how likely do you think that is that will occur?
I don't. And Mike, I appreciate the call. I don't think it's likely that happens this year. Obviously, they have a chance, right? That's the beauty of the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's the beauty of it. Once you get in, you got a shot. You know, if you're healthy, if your goaltender's healthy and playing well, you have a shot. And the conversation that's steered into the whole who has the brighter future, it's not even just for this season. It's for years to come. That's what the caller brought up. And yeah, so the Flyers do have an opportunity to win this year, because once you win, you have that shot. I just don't think it's likely. I don't think it happens this year. I don't think we see what happened with the Blues last year happen again for a couple of seasons. We'll find out, right? Ultimately, the first thing they have to do is get to the playoffs. Let's get to the playoffs first. Let's see the Flyers make it, because they are playing in a very difficult division, a difficult conference. Let's hope the Flyers can get to the playoffs first. As for the Sixers, he brought up how people are hard on him. Well, rightfully so. I mean, this year has been a roller coaster. This year has been stressful. It's been anxiety driven. This season has been all over the place. And he brought up the winning streak in 2017-18, where it was 16 games. It was a relatively easy schedule during that 16-game stretch. It wasn't that difficult if you look back at it. You know, I got it right here. Knicks, Nets, Hornets, Grizzlies, Magic, T-Wolves, Nuggets, again, 2 years ago. Knicks, Hawks, Hornets, Nets, Pistons, Cavaliers, Mavericks, Hawks, Bucks for the 17-18 season. Now, again, I'm not taking anything away from it. That's 16-game winning streak. That's a 16-game winning streak. I don't care who you're playing. You win 16 games in a row. That's impressive. The Sixers have, as Tyler has brought up, what was it, the fifth easiest schedule to close
out? No, the Sixers have the second easiest schedule.
Second easiest schedule,
sorry.
He
had the fifth.
He has the fifth, thank you. The Sixers have the second easiest schedule to close out the season. It is a possibility. Now, within that second easiest schedule is a two games out in L.A. against the Clippers and Lakers. So, obviously, not that easy. You face the Pacers, albeit at home, which is nice. You face the Raptors, who you can't beat, it seems, at home. You have to host the Rockets, again at home, which is a good thing, but it's still the Rockets. You're facing the Bucks one more time before the season ends. I don't see this Sixers team. They have done nothing this year to make you say with confidence, I can see them going on not even a 16-game winning streak, a 10-game winning streak. I know I was on with Mike yesterday, filling in for Tyrone. Tyrone back today. And Tyrone he looked through the schedule where they could win 10 straight. I know the bro has the optimistic view that they could win 10 plus in a row. I don't have that view. But what I do have is a period in March where they should go 8-2. And I'll take 8-2 at this point, because they haven't had a winning streak like that all year. What's their longest winning streak this year? Four, maybe five games? Four? They haven't had a longer winning streak than four. So I can't say this is where they go 10, 15 games in a row, because they haven't had one more than four games all season long. How many times have we seen them win 2-3 in a row and then they lose 2-3 in a row? It's been like this all season long. The last couple of months, it's at points it looks like they're a 500 team because of their record here and there. To start the season, I went through this the other day. to start the season, they went 7-3 their first 10, 7-3 their second and 10. So right there, they're 14-6. And then they had a couple of stretches where they went 6-4, 6-4, 5-5 in a span of 10 games. That four-game losing streak the other day, a couple of weeks ago, they went 4-6 in that 10-game stretch. So they haven't really had a 7-3 10-game stretch since the second group of 10 games. That's how I like to look at the NBA. That's why I'm talking about today how we should try to group these last 27 games, 5-5, 6-6, and 5, and that's how we should sort of rate the team, determine the team, where we think they're going to go. When I do the regular season, I go, you know, 10-game, 10-game, 10-game. They had 7-3, 7-3 the first two 10-game blocks this season. They haven't even gotten to that since then. So if the Sixers can go 8-2 in that stretch in March after the Clippers and Lakers game, I'm not even counting that. But you go Kings, Warriors, Pistons, that's three wins right there in my opinion. Then you face the Pacers, but you're at home and you have the revenge factor. And now maybe you're on a little bit of a run here. I hope, I believe that should be a win. That's 4-0 right there. 5-0 against the Wizards. Maybe you fall to the Raptors at home. That's 5-1 because at some point you're going to lose. You win in Charlotte, 6-1. You beat the Hawks at home, that's 7-1. You beat the Timberwolves in Minnesota, that's 8-1. Then you have the Bulls. Again, one of those games you're going to lose. So whether it's the Bulls or whether it's the T-Wolves, whether it's the Hawks or the Hornets, you're going to lose one of those games. It happens. It's sports. So that 10-game stretch right there, 8-2. It should be no worse than 8-2. Especially if you want to try to climb up to the 3 seed. Or even the 4 seed. Let's go to EJ in Northern Liberties. EJ, you're 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, EJ.
Hey, guys. I wanted to go back to the Sixers-Flyers debate on who's to have, you know, the brighter future.
Right.
I wanted to start by saying, so it seems like, to me, I'm born and raised in Philadelphia. I consider myself a Philadelphia sports fan altogether through and through, whatever the sport is. The Flyers are going to be, admittedly, the bottom of the totem pole for me as far as my fandom is concerned. I would prefer football, basketball, baseball, and then hockey. But to me, when I hear Flyers fans that would probably put, you know, the Flyers above the Sixers, it seems to me that there's always a chip on hockey fans' shoulders when it comes to basketball versus hockey, in my opinion, more so because of the national, you know, televised games and just the media that basketball receives versus, you know, hockey in general. So,
well, yes, I think that is for a lot of Flyers fans. I mean, there's a lot of Flyers fans that are also Sixers fans. But the reason why this even started the conversation, the caller that brought up saying the Flyers have the brighter future than the Sixers, it's also the way he said it, right? He was like, I think the Flyers have the brighter future because the Sixers are a mess. And it's like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, so I want to go back to your point, like, originally, like, granted, like, the Sixers, or the Flyers do have a bright future with Carter Hart and whatnot, having being as young as he is and displaying the qualities you would want in a top-tier goalie for the NHL. But when you look at the Sixers, like you said, they have two stars right now.
Yes.
Granted, we don't have a Picasso painting right now. We have something to work with. The Flyers haven't even started painting yet. For someone to really say that there is that much promise without having to see really anything yet, but just, you know, the projections of what that could be without having any real evidence so far, really doesn't make any sense. And it goes back to my point of that Flyers fans seem to have a chip on their shoulders and seem to be sort of anti-Sixers because of the fact that they're not getting the attention that they think they deserve.
I mean, it's the argument that goes back to, I mean, we've heard Mike talk about it. A lot of shows have talked about it. The Flyers fans don't like the Sixers fans angle. And I appreciate the call, EJ. Not the fans, but the teams. And I think there is people that are out there that are like that, that do feel that way. And again, this conversation of who is the brighter future came up because a caller asked it. And my then response was the way he said it about the Sixers. Oh, the Sixers are a mess, but the Flyers are the brighter future. But it's not totally crazy to say the Flyers have a chance of winning a couple of Stanley Cups in years to come, because even though Carter Hart is nowhere near a finished product yet, he's already pretty talented. And because he has all these expectations, and because he's so young and is playing as well as he is already, give him a couple more years and he could be one of the best goaltenders in the NHL. At least we hope. And if that's the case, then once you have the hot goaltender going into the playoffs and you have a nice young core around him, and this young core that the Flyers have now with guys like Travis Konecny, right, Sean Couturier, Morgan Frost eventually comes up. Hopefully guys like Nolan Patrick can come back. You got a pretty damn good young team. And give them a couple more years of experience under their belts, and they're going to be able to make some pushes to win a couple of Stanley Cups, in my opinion. But right now, because the Sixers have more proven stars, because they have done it for a couple of years, that's why I'm going to still side with the Sixers as to who has the brighter future at this point. 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss is coming up at 2 o'clock. Got a couple open lines. 610-632-0975. Got to talk about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with the Valley Forge Casino. I wish the NBA was back today. I can't believe I have to wait one more day to bet on Philly, but that's okay. We're almost there. FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sports book for a reason. And just because the NBA isn't in action yet, they've got all of the bets that you could want, including with the NHL, the XFL this weekend, college basketball as well. I'll be giving you a few picks in a little bit. They've got a great, easy to use app that I'm on right now. New promos every day. And once you win, they get your cash fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, then now's the time, because right now FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. So if you can't wait until tomorrow when the NBA returns and you want to look at some other action, I'm looking at the NHL card. Dallas Stars at home. They're facing Arizona. Dallas actually heavy favorites, 165. I like Dallas at home tonight, and then Boston on the road in Edmonton. Boston minus 190, but if you go a goal and a half win, that's plus 145. I actually kind of like that for Boston. That might be the way I lean to. And then in college basketball, Seton Hall hosting Butler, 5-point favorite Seton Hall. I'm going to ride with Seton Hall on that one. In Cincinnati, 10.5-point favorites against Central Florida. Cincinnati's been playing well this year, especially as of late, so I'm going to go with Cincy in that game. To claim your first bet risk-free, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android, and be sure to use code FANATIC so that they know that we sent you. That's promo code FANATIC, F-A-N-A-T-I-C, to get your first bet risk-free. It must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or PA. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, so what is this, Tyler? This is Party Hard.
This is Andrew WK. This is what I need to go for. But apparently the Pittsburgh Penguins are turning.
Oh, well, then you can't. If it's got penguin stink on it already, you can't use this. That's good. I can go with this. William tweets in, play the orange and the black. So, I mean, I think that just makes most sense. I know we have that in the system and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It's... the feel of shake, it's all right. You know, just, it doesn't really get... Yeah, I mean... It makes sense. I don't know, I feel like they change the song every year, and it's, you know, feel of shake, it's all right. It's all right. But I like that we're doing the whole play of this song. 1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud, Philly strong for over 50 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com. So we've been talking a lot of Sixers, a lot of Flyers today. Got into some Eagles today. And I guess people just aren't ready for the Eagles yet. And it's great doing that. I've been here 5 years now. And when I first started working here, it was Eagles 24/7. I mean, that's all we talked about on the station. It was Marcus Mariota, do the deal, all that kind of stuff. So it's been so nice to be able to talk Sixers and Flyers, because they're both relevant again. Well, Sixers have been relevant for a couple years now, but you know what I'm saying. 5 years ago, it was the process. 5 years ago, the Flyers where you had no expectations of the Flyers. The Sixers stunk, or the Phillies stunk, and it was all Eagles all the time. But I'm surprised that nobody really chimed in on the Darius Slay stuff. Nobody really chimed in on the Stephon Diggs stuff. I'm getting a little itch for football. I know it's only been a couple weeks since the Super Bowl, but I'm getting a little itch. But it's been nice to be able to talk Sixers and Flyers on a consistent basis. Baseball talk has been pretty prominent on the station this week because of the Astros scandal and because the Phillies are now down in spring training. And even though I'm not that fired up for the Philly season in totality, I'm excited for baseball to be back. I'm excited for the Phillies to be back. I'm excited to go back to Citizens Bank Park and see Aaron Nola pitch and see Zach Wheeler, Didi Gregorius, the other young, the new guys that the Phillies acquired. But in the end, I don't see this team being a playoff team, which sucks. But you do have two playoff teams right now going on in the winter. You have the Sixers, who are definitely going to make the playoffs, right? That's not going to change. They're definitely going to make the playoffs. But the Flyers still in the hunt. Flyers still have to play hard, and that's why people were voting on that Twitter poll, I guess, that every game should be like a game seven for the Flyers because they need to win as many games as they can. And as Tyler pointed out, the Sixers have the second easiest schedule for the remainder of the season. The Flyers have the seventh most difficult schedule to close out the season. But I like the task that is at hand for the Flyers. I think this is going to be a huge, huge growing period for the Flyers. And I think they have what it takes. And I think they've just been so impressive all season long that I don't see them just falling off with 22 games left in the regular season. I see a team that has been so successful at home. We had the caller that called in earlier saying that they're 12 of their last 22 games are at home, and they've been very good at home this season, just like the Sixers, right? Like, the Sixers are incredible at home. So if the Flyers can win a couple of those games on the road and continue their success at home, they should be making the playoffs. And the Sixers, who, if they continue to play as great as they have been at home, but if this new core, where you have possibly Glenn Robinson III coming off the bench, and you have Alec Burks being your sixth man, with Al Horford coming off as well, like that's your first two guys off the bench. If this new core that you have, and once your rotation is down to eight, maybe nine players, maybe they can start pulling off some wins on the road, because they need to. And if you look at the Sixers schedule, and I've talked about the easy games that they have, the big thing is, can you win on the road? Can you beat the New Orleans Pelicans, right? Like, you should beat the Pelicans, but it's in New Orleans, their third to last game. Their second to last game is in Memphis. Can you beat the Grizzlies? You really should. And fortunately, for the most part, to close out the regular season, the last 27 games, their more difficult games, for the most part, are at home. You go through the Bucks in Milwaukee Saturday night, and then you have those two LA games, the Clippers and the Lakers. Once you pass those three games, those three very difficult games, right? So your first seven games, you have three tough tasks. Seven games out of the break. You have the Bucks, Clippers, and Lakers. All of those on the road. Fortunately, sandwiched in between those three games is a game at home against the Nets, a game at home against the Hawks, a game on the road against Cleveland, and a game at home against the Knicks. If you're going to lose three games, it better only be to the Bucks, Clippers, and Lakers. There's no way you should lose to those other four teams. Because now you're at the point where you have your rotation figured out, or you're figuring out your rotation, but it's all your best players. No more Nettos, no more Pels. It's the guys that you have out there now. Right, you're starting five. If you want to take out Korkmaz, you want to put Glenn Robinson III, but Korkmaz is coming off the bench, and if he's hot, you keep him in. You have Al Horford, you have Alec Burks. If you want to roll with that team, that's obviously the smart move, Brett. 4-3 the next seven games, still not good enough, but you can't be losing to any of those four teams like the Nets, Hawks, Cavaliers, or Knicks. But then after those two LA games, you're in Sacramento, and you're at Golden State. You're at San Francisco facing the Warriors. You should win those two games. I don't care. I don't give a damn they're on the road. You should win those two games because you are the better team. Then you're at home for four straight, which is nice. Pistons, Pacers, Wizards, Raptors. Two tough games there, Pacers and the Raptors, but you're at home. And because you've been so good at home this year, you need to take advantage of your home court advantage and win those games. Plus, the Raptors are ahead of you. Right? The Raptors are ahead of you. The Pacers, they are just two games behind you. You can't lose those games. because before you know it, you'll be dropping to the sixth seed, and we don't need that now. And then really after that, the schedule is pretty damn easy. You have the Bucks one more time, but you got the Rockets, right? You can beat the Rockets, especially at home. You got the Trailblazers. You can beat Portland, especially at home. Your schedule is pretty damn easy after you get past those two LA games. And if that's when you want to go on the run, and that's when you want to win 8 of 10 or 9 of 10 or even 10 of 10, as some people are all hoping, then that's the period of time to do that. And that's your chance to climb up into the Eastern Conference standings a little bit more. 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss coming up at 2 o'clock. The whole gang is back together. So Tyrone Johnson back today. Natalie Eganoff in as well. So the whole Mikey Miss crew is coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll get to that in a second. We already have the Flyers Wives Carnival tickets, but we have two pairs of Temple UConn tickets. I'll tell you how to win those coming up in a few minutes. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Cubs right here on The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
.145, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Cuz. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. He's been out sick the last 2 days with the eye. So hopefully he is back tomorrow. We'll let you know as soon as we can. Mikey Miss coming your way at 2 o'clock. I got to give away some Temple basketball tickets because I haven't done that yet today. So, head coach Aaron McKee and the Temple men's basketball team battle UConn tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Lee Corps Center. For tickets, visit alicetix.com. So, it's two different pairs, so we'll have two winners. Let's just do callers 4 and 5 on the contest line. It's 215-263-0975. Again, callers 4 and 5, 215-263-0975. We'll each win a pair of Temple UConn tickets for tomorrow night's game. Temple's been all right this year. Yeah, they're 13-12. They've been okay. It's year one of Aaron McKee. He sort of carried over this roster. It's not really his recruits yet, so we'll see how Temple basketball plays. By the way, if you want to outfit yourself in some cool Fanatic and Philly sports swag, lots of Fanatic and Philly sports team themed merch at great prices, from hoodies to long sleeve tees, mugs, caps, phone cases, tanks, and a lot more. The Fanatic Pro Shop has something for everyone, including our lady listeners, with unique Fanatic and Philly designs. Go to 975thefanatic.com and check out the Fanatic Pro Shop, open now. Now, Tyler, every once in a while, Anthony likes to ask me at the end of the show. He goes, "So, what did you learn today?" So, I'm going to tell you right now. I learned that everybody's lying. Everybody's in a lying state right now, because people lied yesterday, in my opinion, saying that the Astros scandal is not going to add some more entertainment to baseball this season. But I also believe that everyone that voted on the Twitter poll today is lying. That, let's face it, 68%. Of fans, Sixers fans, are either going to be patient and react after every five games or every six games. I did the 5-5-6-6-5 for the last 27 games. Or they're going to wait and see how the Sixers do after 27 games to react. You're all lying.
You're not wrong. Quite honestly,
you're all lying.
You're not wrong.
Because as soon as if they lose to the Nets, it's going to fire Brett Brown if you want a chance to win the playoffs.
Right, oh yeah, it'll come halfway through. You're gonna bring the heat calls Friday morning, Thursday night, when the game's not even over. I should say even Thursday night, when the game's not over.
Oh yeah,
that say, oh, Brett Brown should be gone. And I've run out of excuses. I'm the firing.
Yeah, no, I am, especially if they don't get past round two again this year. I mean, I want to see how they play in the Eastern Conference Finals, if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, before I make a decision on Brett Brown. But yeah, you're right. You'll get tweets. I'll get tweets. Everyone's gonna get tweets at halftime tomorrow night. If the Sixers are only up five, or if they're down five, or if somebody's not playing well and yet they're still getting minutes, like a Furkan Korkmaz, or we saw Mike Scott getting some run against the Clippers when he didn't deserve so, even though the Hive thinks he does. People are going to be tweeting in saying, fire Brett Brown, or trade this guy, trade that guy in the offseason. So for people to say on this Twitter poll, oh, I'm going to react after every five games, or I'm going to wait after the 27 games to really make my statement about the Sixers, you're lying. You're lying. You're going to react every single game as if it's game seven. But the Flyers thing, I'm actually intrigued that a lot of people said I'm taking every single game like it's game seven. Because we had a lot of callers saying that. We had a lot of people. And I get why, because the Flyers need to win as many games as they possibly can in the last 22 games to really make a push to get into the playoffs. And I get that's why people may be a little more lenient on the poll about the Sixers and saying, hey, they're already in the playoffs, so let's see where they are 27 games from now. But we all know how we're going to react. We all know how Philly's going to react every time the Sixers win or lose. When it comes to the Flyers, it makes sense to live every game like it's game seven because it's only 22 left and because they're not set in stone a playoff team. But I'm enjoying the ride. I'm sitting back. I'm enjoying myself this year. I mean, they've been fun to watch. You said to me Saturday morning after the show, you said, I've never seen you like this excited about a Flyers team before. And it's like, yeah, you're right. You've known me for 5-6 years when we were interns together way back when. 5-6 years ago, the Flyers weren't worth being excited over.
They weren't fun.
Unless you were a diehard Flyers fan. Like, I'm a diehard Sixers fan. I went to the Sixers games during the process because I was in college. I was up the Broad Street line at Temple. So $5 tickets and a $3 subway ride there and back, $3.60 was the total. So $8.60 to go see a Sixers game and sit lower level because nobody was going. That was fun because I love basketball. I love the Sixers. I didn't love that they were losing every game. I got why they were doing the process. I was on board with the process. But I watched because I was a diehard Sixers fan. I go to the Phillies games when they're out of it because I'm a diehard Phillies fan. I'm a Flyers fan, obviously. From Philadelphia, I'm a Flyers fan. They're my hockey team. But I wasn't like, okay, they're not going to win anything this year, but I'm going to be locked in. Call me a bandwagon all you want. That's what sports is all about. People will jump on the bandwagon all the time. But I've been on this bandwagon all season long. And you're right, because they are worth watching. They are fun to watch. They are an entertaining product. That's why we watch sports, for entertainment. Because we have emotional attachments to certain teams, obviously our teams in Philadelphia, Eagles, Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, obviously that's why we watch them as well. But ultimately, we watch sports for entertainment because it is the best reality TV show there is, because there's nothing fake about it. There are reality TV shows that are fake. This is not a fake product. This is real. It's the best reality TV show there is. And the Flyers are worth your time this year. And that's why I've been all fired up about this team this year. I mean, when's the last time you got this excited for a Flyer? 2010? Or maybe the following
year? Probably the year after the Cup run, because of the stretch that they had where they just, I mean, put everybody in the rearview mirror. And then they barely snuck by Buffalo, and you're like, yeah, well, nope, this is not going as according to plan.
Right. But you go the following year because you're like, all right, you know, they got to the Stanley Cup last season. Let's see if they can do it again this year. Since then, they haven't been worth the majority of your time. The Sixers, during the process, were not worth the majority of your time. Phillies, of course, were not worth the majority of your time during that stretch from like 2013 to 2017. Last year was the first time, or 2019 was the first time you could actually really start getting excited for the team, even though they disappointed us in the end. So, Tyler, what did you learn today? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I think what I learned is that you are a lot more patient than I expected you to be, especially when it comes to this Flyers team. And quite honestly, when it comes to the Sixers, too, with you're giving your 5-6-5, and I'm nowhere near ready to go there, and I'm glad you are, but your patience clearly outmatches mine by a bit.
Listen, if they are 0-5 after that first five-game stretch, obviously I'm going to be losing my mind. But if they're 3-2, and during that 3-2 stretch, they shouldn't be 3-2 at first, because it's Nets, Bucks, Hawks, Cavs, Knicks. They should be 4-1 at worst.
Yes.
But then the next five, when you got Clippers, Lakers, and then you have Kings, Warriors, Pistons, and if you're 3-2, and it's like, all right, you lost to the two best teams in the Western Conference, we shouldn't be losing our minds because they just beat those two teams in the Clippers and the Lakers. All right, coming up next, it's the Mike Missanelli Show. Tyrone Johnson back today. Natalie, of course, in as well. He's up at 2 o'clock. Our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. I think I'm patient because the Sixers haven't played for a week. As soon as they play tomorrow, that patience may be gone. It's been a lot of fun today. Tyler Zuli, great job producing the show today. Mikey Miss coming up next right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.